people, let us all kneel down and say a prayer for the repose of the soul of our Father Michael's father, Edward Sautner. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord. And may he rest in peace. Because Father Michael is up in Washington State for the funeral, is why Father Abbott is not here. He had to stay in Coleman. But he tells me to tell everyone hello and to give you his love and blessing. Immediately after Mass this morning, we will not have the Leonine prayers. Instead, we will have the crowning of Our Lady. And I ask everyone to join in and sing, even if we can't carry a tune. Our Lady understands. It's our heart and the reason we're doing it that matters. Also, after the May crowning, we have the usual May picnic today, and I encourage everyone to remain for it, even if you didn't bring anything. There's always plenty of food. And what you don't eat, we get to eat back home, so please help us eat it. Also on the back table, we brought a stack of these little booklets called Baptism of Desire and Blood. Certain people are raising a lot of controversy about one baptism and the so-called Feniite movement. This little booklet spells it out in all the teachings of the popes, the councils, canon law, and so forth, of exactly what the true teaching is on baptism, that there are three baptisms, the baptism of water, of desire, and of blood. And anyone that preaches anything to the contrary is preaching heresy, whether we like it or not. Also on the back table are some little holy cards commemorating the final profession of our Father Joseph in Coleman, his final vows as a monk of our order. Please keep him in your prayers and help yourself to the cards. Also, next Sunday is Mother's Day, and I'm sure most of you will be there, but even so, I'm going to wish all of you mothers and mothers-to-be, and potential mothers, a happy Mother's Day, in case you don't make it to Coleman. And I'm going to ask all the ladies present, including those who are not mothers, to kneel, and I will give you a special blessing. Benedicere Dei Omnipotenti, Patri et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, de sinus super vos et manius semper. Amen. God bless you, each one of you. And because next Sunday is Mother's Day and we have the annual May crowning in Coleman, there will be no Mass in Birmingham next Sunday. Also, I know most of you cannot attend, but in Cullman, during the month of May, as during the month of October, we have the usual rosary procession that we start in the Abbey Church and then process out to the shrine on our grounds and then back to the church. I think it would be a nice practice, if you can, those of you who cannot make it, if you could unite yourselves with us during that time and your own rosaries at home. We usually start at 10 minutes after 7 in the evening. And I think it would be wonderful because everybody who's united in prayer, even if we are some distance apart, it does a lot, it pulls God a lot more than an individual by himself. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen. My good people, Lent is over and done with. Easter has come and gone. Life is back to normal. Or is it? Did our 40 days of fasting and abstinence and prayer, did it make a change in our lives? Or did we simply, as some people I know, for example, give up drinking whiskey for the 40 days, and then on the last day before Easter, they sit down and watch the clock with a bottle in one hand and a watch in the other hand, and then start right back? That may seem to be a bit extreme, and we may automatically say, oh, I don't do that. But let's look at ourselves closely and individually. Have I really changed? Or have I simply given up something and then gone right back to it and not really accomplished anything? Do we ever examine ourselves, step outside of ourselves, and look around us and question ourselves about how I and my actions affect those around me? I'm sure most of you, probably all of you, know about bubble people. People who are born without certain parts of their immune system to where anything will kill them. Even a cold, a common cold. And they literally have to live inside of a plastic bubble to where nothing will affect them. My good people, how many of us are ourselves living inside a bubble to where our only interest and our only concern is myself, me, myself, and I? We may think that we're charitable because we pay a visit to the local hospital once in a while, or we help our neighbor down the street once a year or something, or we're occasionally nice to someone. But how often do we hurt those around us without being aware of it, because we are not aware of it? We have built this bubble around ourselves, and we do what we want to do without even thinking about how it's going to affect anyone else. We need to pop that bubble and step out away from it and think of those around us. Did our Lord, can you imagine our Lord going around as he did with the people he had to deal with inside of a bubble? No. His only concern was those around him and their welfare and our welfare. Can you picture Saint Joseph or Our Lady thinking only of themselves without worrying about how what they did affected others? No. What was Saint Joseph's first thought when he thought Our Lady was in trouble by having a baby he didn't know about? It wasn't for himself. It was for her, to avoid her being hurt. Our Lady, can you imagine her going about her household duties, complaining and grumbling about having to clean up behind Saint Joseph, who spilt the glue on her clean floor, or having to cook 2 or 3 times a day, or whatever? And yet, how many of us, inside our bubbles, without even thinking about it, grumble and complain about how much everybody is a burden to me, myself, without ever thinking, hey, maybe I'm a burden to my neighbor, to my husband, to my wife, to my daughter, my son, my father, my mother, my employer, my employees, my co-workers. It is often said that one of the biggest faults with today's society is that nobody communicates anymore. Members of a family don't communicate with each other, and so forth and so on. But why is that? Because we're all stuck inside our bubbles. My good people, something I highly recommend, a practice that I think is very efficacious, is called walking in the presence of God. You cannot do that and be in a bubble at the same time. And one of the simplest ways to start practicing the presence of God is to get in a habit of, no matter where you are or what you're doing, to pause mentally often throughout the day, just for a couple of seconds, literally, and turn to our Lord, who's right beside me, right beside you. Whether you believe it or not, he's right beside each one of you. Turn to him in your mind and say, I love you, dear Lord, or help me, dear Lord, or something simple. That is prayer, the best kind of prayer. And it reminds you that he is there and that he is what we are all about. And you will find over time that it will affect your lifestyle and how you act and react with those around you and how you interact with those around you. You will start seeing things and people and situations more from his point of view than from our own. So I encourage each one of you, Anytime you find yourself building a bubble around yourself, immediately pop in. Turn to our Lord. Help me and help my neighbor. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, Amen.